Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
The Two Billionaires, Part 1.
Hungry, 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 I want steak! Hungry, 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 I want hamburgers!
In a dark, rented small shelter, a chubby male rhinoceros held a piece of white bread and sighed sadly.
Sable, my dude, you said that I'd be eating hamburgers every day after I teamed up with you. But I've been eating plain white bread for 2 weeks straight.
Oh. A dart flew out of the corner. Pow! And struck a newspaper article taped to the wall.
Yo, stop whining. I'm gonna make you rich.
A sleek, dark puma emerged from a corner of the room with a long scar running across half his face.
Have you seen the news recently? Miliardo, the red panda, the famous billionaire, moved to Forestville.
Sable Puma pointed at the paper, which had a picture of a small animal with a round head, pointed ears, and a long ringed tail.
You know, if we kidnap him, we can have whatever we want. Cars, houses, and gold to boots.
Oh, no, I won't do it.
Before Sable Puma could finish, Randy the Rhino countered while shaking his head strongly.
Cars, houses, I don't want any of that. I just want big, juicy hamburgers.
What?
Speechless with anger and disappointment, Sable Puma shot a malevolent glare at Randy the Rhino.
Look at you! All you can think about is silly food. And what do you mean you're not doing it? If you don't do it, you won't even have white bread to eat in a few days.
Then what will I be able to eat?
You'll be eating air bread.
That's not what you promised me.
Upon hearing that he might soon have nothing to eat, Randy the Rhino's eyes turned red and filled with sorrow.
Hey, calm down, calm down. I'll buy you 10 big hamburgers and 10 bottles of cola every day if you help me kidnap Miliardo the Red Panda.
10 big hamburgers and 10 bottles of cola?
Randy the Rhino's eyes opened wide like saucers. After a moment's hesitation, he gritted his teeth.
Okay, I'm in! But don't you even think about lying to me!
Do you remember what Mr. Miliardo looks like?
In a beat-up red van, Sable Puma and Randy the Rhino discussed their plan to kidnap Miliardo the Red Panda.
Yeah! He has a round head, pointed ears, and a long ringed tail. Don't you worry, I won't forget.
All right. Keep a close eye on things. As soon as he shows up, we will... Huh?
As Sable Puma spoke, someone knocked on the window at the back of the van.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me how to get to the Green Bamboo Grove Cinemas?
Scram! Get out of here!
Sable Puma waved impatiently and then caught a glimpse of Randy the Rhino winking wildly at him.
Oh, Sable! Sable!
What? What? Do you need to go wee-wee?
No! Alas!
Randy the Rhino sighed. Then he reached out, took Sable Puma's face in his hands, and turned it backward. But just as Sable Puma was about to flare up, his eyes suddenly widened.
Millie!
Sable Puma looked in disbelief at the newspaper in his hand, then turned back to look at the animal on the other side of the window. The animal had a round head, pointed ears, and a long ringed tail.
This Mr. Miliardo just happens to fall into my lap. Looks like I am destined to be rich.
Sable Puma wiped the savage expression off his face and gave a smirk.
Ah, Green Bamboo Grove Cinemas, right? Of course I know how to get there. Hop in, Millie, little fella. We'll give you a lift.
Whoa! really? That's very kind of you. Oh? Sir, when are we leaving? Why do you keep looking down at that newspaper? Is there a map in the newspaper?
No. Of course not.
Sable Puma, grinning, crumpled the newspaper up and threw it out of the window with a whoosh.
All right, let's go.
Sable, the engine stalled.
Tell me about it. Let me restart the van. Crank the engine one more time. One more. Ugh.
The phone rang at the Forestville Police Department as Sheriff Labrador was just getting ready to leave for the day.
Hello, this is Sheriff...
Sheriff!